Derek Clough is a songwriter from southern Alberta whose repeated returnings to Newfoundland have seen him sharing songwriting duties in the St. John's Band, All the Wiles, performing solo and recording both with All the Wiles and on his own. His jaunty and thoughtful debut album of alt-country and rootsy musings, Honky Tinker, is set to release at the beginning of May following a performance at the St. John's Music Festival, Lanya Vanya.
Yeah.
It's all true.
That's all. That's it. Yeah.
And thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So I wanted to first ask you to begin with a little bit of clarity. What is a honky tinker?
Well, it's a kind of a maybe a lame pun off of the idea of honky tonker. I guess the idea of it is a little bit of a twist on typical country music or honky tonk as it were. So that's where the tinker part comes in.
And what's the tinker part?
Tinker is to mess around with something, play around with a form, usually mechanical. And I guess those themes come to play in the album. There's a couple songs about referring to motorcycles or in this case an old van that gave me some grief, but yeah.
You cite that your sort of east-west or west-east again and again migration have played an impact on the music that you've wrote. So what did each sort of spending significant time in southern Alberta and in St. John's, Newfoundland, what did each landscape give you that the other couldn't?
Probably perspective more than anything. I think mostly in terms of having landscape as a muse, I still refer back to my natural roots in southern Alberta, the prairies and the Rockies, but sometimes you're not really able to reflect maybe romantically or too romantically at times on the places that you've been or grown up in. And I grew up in the rural prairies in a trailer in the middle of leased land in southern Alberta. So that landscape resonates strongly still, and being out in Newfoundland and out east for times that I have been, I think makes those themes a little bit stronger in my mind sometimes.
And you put those themes in music that I guess would be easiest defined as alt country or roots music. Mm-hmm. But putting genres to music is sort of one of the hardest things to do, and a lot of times maybe not altogether accurate. And you, as you were saying with Honky Tinker, sort of the idea of playing with a genre, what do you think it adds to your music to call it alt country or roots, and what do you think is being left out when you put it in those genres?
Well, there are a few songs on the album that I think are pretty clear call-outs to the form. So there's not really much genre bending. So I think the alt-country roots labels are... It's nice to... Sometimes it's nice to be limited by genre, I guess. You know, where you're... you feel like you owe something to sticking within the parameters, and then some other songs I think delve out of that a little bit, but I don't know if it takes anything away from that. It just maybe some people who want a little bit more of the straight up country or folk stuff would be disappointed, or maybe some people would find some of the twists a little more captivating. I don't know. We can always hope.
So in terms of traveling out east and maybe touching up or writing some of your songs about the West there, when you returned back to Alberta, do you see Alberta differently because of writing about it from afar?
Yeah, I do. And again, I do have to sometimes be careful not to romanticize the places that you're away from. Yeah, you see it differently. You see the things that you like and the things that you dislike a little bit more strongly. And sometimes the things that you want to embrace or feel comfortable embracing.
And what are some of those things?
I guess knowing a bit more about your roots and the histories of an area. I don't really have any songs that I can think of that are particularly historical, but at this point I'm kind of encouraged to or interested in exploring in a place where I'm a bit more comfortable calling home than anywhere else.
So some of your music, I guess, waxes fairly poetic on the prairies, and some of it is a little bit more playful, and a lot of it is a combination of the two. So I want to go to a track right now, and this isn't about the prairies at all. We've chosen kind of a non-prairie track, but Shooting the Breeze, and its little intro bit. So do you want to set this up for us, and we're going to hear a track off of Honking Tinker and come back and chat a little bit more?
Yeah, sure. This is one of those songs, sometimes you start a song a little bit nonsensically, and in this case the nonsense, I couldn't get rid of the nonsense, and it started to make some kind of sense, I guess, so I just went with it. Maybe it doesn't make sense, but I'll leave it to the listener's ears, but it's kind of just a gallivanting song, we'll see.
First to come free, then I got plumb stuck. Oh, what I went through for a pickup truck and a little bit of company. With my face in the dirt and my feet in the sky, I could have sworn that I only need a piece of the pie. But the piece of the picture got caught my eye, and the rest of history is three. I'm gonna climb to the top of some fine feathered tree. I'm gonna fill up my boots for to follow my feet. I walk around like a moose just to shake the breeze. When he blew through his nose, I saw a dog fight a thistle, but you know how that goes. Like an army of ants running over your toes, making tiny itchy colonies. I was told to make friends with the 2x4, so I framed up a window and I framed up a door. When I got people over, they all fell to the floor, and so I'm back to being lonely. Riddling that way. I've been a lord of the flies and a slave to the fleas. I scraped most of the skin off both of my knees. I made a meal of a pickle and a real tight squeeze. Woodland, doodland, deedland, dee. I'm gonna climb to the top of some fine feathered tree. I'm gonna fill up my boots for to follow my feet. I walk around like a moose just to shoot the breeze. I walk around like a moose just to shoot the breeze. I walk around like a moose and go on and shoot.
You're tuned into Why Folk Why Not. That was Shootin' the Breeze by Jared Clock. It comes off of his brand new solo debut album called Honky Tinker. I have Jared Clock in the studio with me, and playing too, but just in the studio with me for now. So, Jared, I wanted to ask you, you write that Honky Tinker would suit those who like W.O. Mitchell, Butch Cassidy, and the Sundance Kid, and vintage motorcycles. What do you think the relationship is between music and, you know, books, film, vehicles?
Are you going to call me out on that? Hopefully there is some relationship to books I think you can write music, or music is written for a lot of different reasons. In my case, I do like reading, and there's some worthy authors out there that I think you can learn a lot from, just about themes and words and things like that. W.O. Mitchell has a book, Who Has Seen the Wind, about the growing up years of a little boy in the Saskatchewan prairies. So that's where that book or that author comes in. Let's see, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I'm kind of really into old spaghetti westerns and that genre of music and film, I guess. So hopefully I can let some of that seep in there. There's a song on the CD called The Horse Thief and the Hang Tree, which is supposed to kind of hail back to a bit of a western in a song in my mind. What's the third one? Vintage motorcycles. Well, I've done a number of trips on motorcycles in various states of repair or disrepair, and some of them in some direct or less direct ways show up on the album. La Poderosa being one of them, which is about my first road motorcycle that I bought, which 1979 Honda. Drove across the country, packed up all my belongings, and headed out east to Newfoundland to go to university on. So when we were separated for a while, I wrote a song about her. Is that appropriate? Song about her. Is that appropriate? I called her La Poderosa.
And so, speaking of that, La Poderosa reads sort of what you're leaning towards, kind of a love letter to this motorbike, and Little Bit Broke is sort of this frustrated, but also kind of a love letter to a van. So how do these, like, sort of working on a vehicle or doing more tangible things like that connect into songwriting? Like, at what point do you put down the screwdriver or whatever and think, I gotta write something down about this?
Well, in the case of A Little Bit Broke, the title of the song, I just yelled out in frustration one time when I was working on my van. So, and I realized I should remember something about that, or else I was going to be putting all this time and frustration into the van for nothing. I better at least condense it into a song if I was going to get my money's worth. sometimes it's about remembering moments, and other times, I think, for me, I like doing, being involved with my hands in tinkering ways, I suppose. It gets your mind going in various ways, and sometimes even if it's just something methodical where you're not really thinking, although I like that part of tinkering, but, just to get your brain moving in different ways and in different space, I guess.
Is there any element of it where the sounds of doing activities like that come into play when you think about making or recording music? Like, there's a lot of sounds of both the landscapes that we've talked about and what it sounds like to work outside or on a vehicle. Do those come into play? Like, do you hear the melodies with those sounds involved?
Yeah, maybe not necessarily very consciously, but if I'm thinking about some of the songs on the album, like A Little Bit Broke is really jaunty, up-tempo, it sounds like things are moving around, and maybe there's a certain level of anxiety within that, and excitement. And then, yeah, other ones like La Poderosa is a bit more of a, it has a groovier rhythm to it, and I associate that with, it, to me, it sounds like a song for driving along to, or maybe remembering driving along to, in this case, as it's a distant love letter. It comes up directly or indirectly, certainly.
On the Bandcamp that you have for this album, at the bottom there's a Lee Hazelwood quote that says, may your house be safe from tigers, may your house stay safe from tigers. I'm wondering, that's a very peculiar recording by Lee Hazelwood. He's a very creative musician. What about music like that excites you, or music in general? So what do you see as the possibilities?
I like... Well, Lee Hazelwood, a little bit of background, although I should probably read a book about him, or learn more about him. But he was a bit of an outlier musically, and I haven't really discovered what his motivations for making music are, because they're not quite as clear cut as he wasn't trying to be a country superstar or anything. In fact, he's much more of a cult hero. I heard that he hardly ever played, and then was kind of surprised that people actually wanted to hear him play live. He did like soundtracks for some Swedish show or something, and anyway, he just fooled around with different techniques, and you knew he was this was in the 70s ish, and so if you listen to someone like Lee Hazelwood and Chris Christopherson, they're actually sometimes very hard to distinguish in terms of style. But Lee Hazelwood, and I think Christopherson was playing around with the form, obviously, too. Like it was up for grabs at that point, too. I like that he wasn't taking himself too seriously. He was willing to experiment and just put things out there for the sake of putting them out there, I guess.
Now, a lot of these songs sort of were written by you kind of on your own, but the album includes a lot of collaboration, notably Jake Nicol, who co-produces and records it, but a lot of musicians in St. John's that came out to support the recording and sort of lend their talents to it. So what did you find out about your songs when you brought them to sort of the collaborative state that was a recording of Honky Tinker?
Well, that it definitely pays off to work with people who are more talented than you in at what they do. You know, you have certain ideas in your head, and then some people can take those and you know, perform them a lot better than you could, for one, and then also take them and add new ideas to them. Jake in particular, Jake Nicol, deserves a lot of credit. I mean, in general, you should go check out Jake Nicol's work, because he's just a pretty amazingly talented guy, and he had lots of different ideas and input on the album, and apart from that, there's always with working with other people, there's just generally nice surprises, you know. In this case, I had like Sherry Ryan come in and do some vocal harmonies, and I was really, you know, nervous asking her, because I really like what she does and stuff like that. And not only did it work out in one song that I was had in mind in particular, but then we tried out another one, La Poderosa, and it was more than I could have asked for. So.
Now, I want to close this interview with playing La Poderosa, and in some interest of some degree of disclosure, I know you quite well, so I know this is one of the earliest songs that you have. Mm-hmm. So can you set this one up maybe a little bit more? You've sort of hinted at this relationship with this motorcycle and driving across, but also kind of just in writing kind of some of the earliest songs, what you were aiming for or finding out.
This is one of my earlier songs. Some of the songs on this recording go back to... I think some of them were written even 4 years ago or so. So I was just discovering what it meant to write a song, and I think I finished this when I was traveling in Europe. I was in Barcelona, and then like the last couple verses started coming together, which was definitely long distance from where the motorcycle was in Alberta, and of course, like it's a bit of just a running metaphor too. So I was learning how to play with words and metaphors and perhaps unusual mediums, or maybe not even that unusual. I shouldn't try to make it sound like it's particularly revolutionary, but it was a initial phase of songwriting for me.
Thanks so much for coming on and talking with me, Jared.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, we're going to go to La Poderosa Mimoto. It comes off of Jared Clark's new debut album. It is called Honky Tinker. You can get it online at Bandcamp, and we're debuting it here, well, sort of, on the show. Here is La Poderosa. You're tuned into Why Folk, Why Not on CKDU 88.1 FM.
I've been wondering about you, how you well. The causeway's caused you grief enough. You find the time has made you tough or soft. I caught the faintest trace of mystery down your back. You swiveled at your spinal cord and ran my hand up past the motherboard and pray. If you fall, I'll be right there, flat on my back. And if you call, I'll come a run, saddle intact. As the months that have no words and make no hate, you sat and wait so cold and clean with the edges of a daisy dream at bay. Where I squeezed you, turn and shiver at the tape. She knew it would make you whole again. A measured dose of oxygen give chase. If you fall, I'll be right there, flat on my back. And if you call, I'll come a run, saddle intact. I'm sending letters for good measure, where you wait. And read, I'll meet you where the air is thin. Bound to turn around again and stay. This time will lead a life that's simple, on the run. The wake of lonesome shadow reels and the sound we're stretching desperately to feel. And if you fall, I'll be right there, flat on my back. Call, I'll come a running, saddle intact.